Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're listening to Retaking Elysium, a Mars Consortium story, written and read by M. Darusha Wame. Chapter 8. It wasn't everything that Lisa Marie had wanted, but when she unlocked the door to her new apartment, it was as if the gravity had reduced another third. Just that slight bit of extra space between the bed and the table, and the addition of an armchair by the window made her feel like this was double the size of her old place. There was room to breathe now. It wasn't luxury, but it was livable. She dropped the duffel bag that contained all her personal possessions on the floor and took it in. The closet with an actual door. An area that you could probably call a kitchen if you were feeling generous. Space for two people to sit comfortably. With the bed folded up, you could get another couple of chairs in there. Hell, she could throw a party if she wanted to. She put her things away, made a cup of tea, and sank into the armchair. She stared at the window, the umber landscape stretching out before her. She could just make out the shuttle docking station in the far distance as another spacecraft arrived. She couldn't see it well enough to watch it maneuver onto the docking arms, or see the airlock bridge extend out to allow passage from the shuttle to the docking facility. She certainly couldn't read the markings on the hull. Regardless, she was pretty sure it was another commercial liner carrying tourists to the new resort. The Elysium. How dare they? It probably wouldn't have mattered what they'd called their stupid resort. She would have hated it. But it pissed her off that they had co-opted the name of the place where she lived, where they all lived. The entire human habitation of Mars was contained within a relatively small area of Elysium Planitia, in the shadow of Elysium Mons. Elysium belonged to everyone, not just the few people who could afford a trip to Mars in a few nights in a 5-star hotel room. She sipped her tea and popped the recline function on her chair. She'd just moved into her new place. She was supposed to be enjoying her newfound comfort, not getting riled up about this casino. She had a long shift the next day, breaking ground on a new vein of ore, and she needed to rest. She started a meditation program on her handheld and followed the voice prompts, paying attention to her body and her breath. It was so easy to get caught up in her own head, to lose herself to memories or anger or worries about what might happen. She had to fight every day to stay connected to the present. At least she finally had a comfortable chair to do it in. Watch out! The chunk of Martian rock flew past Lisa Marie's face, centimeters from her nose, and smashed into the digger robot working next to her. It shuddered to a stop, internal machinery calibrated to shut down automatically when it was damaged. In what felt like slow motion, she turned toward it to see the indentation in the bot's chassis. A shallow crater the diameter of a dinner plate. She remembered to breathe as the sound of shouting voices came to her as if from the bottom of a well. "Are you okay?" Her workmate, Nikos, shouted into her face as he grabbed her by the shoulders. She took stock of her body. "Yes," she said once she thought it was true. "It missed me." Nikos let out a breath, still gripping her shoulders. "That was close. Look at that dent. That could have been your head." "What happened?" she said, still staring at the broken bot. "That's what I want to know." The shift supervisor, Sanders, strode over to Lisa Marie, her heavy brows meeting in the middle of her forehead. The debris alarm was going off for half a minute before that boulder went flying. What were you doing here? You need a hearing check? That last question could have been said with a nasty irony, but it was clear from Sandra's tone that she meant it. The heat had gone from her voice, and her role as the caretaker of her staff had clearly reasserted itself. Lisa Marie shook her head. My hearing seems fine, but I didn't notice it, so maybe? Sanders sucked her teeth and dug out her handheld. She poked at it harder than was necessary, maybe taking out some of her frustration on the defenseless device. I'm booking you in for medical, just in case, okay? That was too close, and it shouldn't have happened. I need you 100% on this line or not at all, understood? Lisa Marie nodded, still not entirely sure what had happened. Go home. Medical's first thing tomorrow, then we'll see. Okay. She grabbed her stuff and turned toward the roughly hewn tunnel from the new dig site back to the main mine and the train station. You need a hand? Nikos asked, falling into step beside her. No thanks, she said. I'll be fine. Don't lose your shift on my account, really. He looked at her, clearly debating with himself if he believed her, then finally nodded once and turned back to the site. She made it home with no further incidents, except a nod of anger at herself growing ever larger. There was nothing wrong with her hearing. She'd been fairly certain at the time, and the medical the next day confirmed it. You sleeping okay? The medic asked after a battery of tests were complete. Fatigue is one of the main causes of distraction. I've been sleeping great, Lisa Marie said, and it was true. Her new apartment was an upgrade in every way, including comfort. It didn't have anything to do with fatigue. She knew what it was. It was a relapse. She fought down the shame that crept up as the realization took hold and said, I was caught up in a memory. It's a problem I have sometimes. I kind of lose myself. Can you give me a recommendation for a counselor or something? Do you have those here? Of course, the medic said. But there's nothing wrong with daydreaming, exactly. I wasn't daydreaming. This is different, Lisa Marie said, her discomfort morphing into anger at having to fight for the help that was so hard to even ask for. It's a known issue. I've had therapy before and it helped. Can you just give me a referral, please? Sure, the medic said after a pause, and in a moment her handheld buzzed with an appointment. I'm sorry about questioning you. I'm more of a scrapes and bruises doctor. Lisa Marie nodded, the rush of adrenaline ebbing from her bloodstream. She was probably going to need a nap. Sleep really wasn't her problem. Her shift supervisor let her back on the line, and if anything, Lisa Marie was overvigilant in the days between the accident and her appointment with the therapist. There was only one counselor for the entire planet, and she had to wait her turn. Until she could get in, she had to just focus, force herself to stay rooted in the present. When she was on site, she jumped at every little noise, double and triple checking her work. By the end of her shifts, she was so tired that all she could manage was to get back to her apartment and crash. But that was better than falling down the rabbit hole of her memories. And it was a lot better than being brained by a chunk of Mars. You've been listening to Retaking Elysium, a Mars Consortium story, written and read by M. Darusha Wame. For more information, visit darusha.ca. Thanks for listening.